弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
有一个人曾经对2000多个人做过一个调查。
Once a person conducted a statistics to 2,000 people.
他们请他们每一个人拿出一张纸和一张笔来。
They asked everyone to take out a pen and a piece of paper.
不需要特别去想，你就是写下10个你脑中里面现在印象最深刻的人。
And just write down without.Deep thinking on 10 people in your mind right now.
可能是你的小学老师，或是你的中学校长。
Or maybe it's the teacher or principal in the past.
可能是你的家庭医生，或是自己的父母亲。
Or maybe your family doctor or your parents.
随便写出十个来。
10 people's names.
然后在他的右边，你开始有一个问题来问这几个人。
And then on to the right hand, to the right side of the names, write down the question.
这个人自不自私？
And ask, is this person a selfish one?
如果是自私，你就把它打勾勾起来。
If this person is selfish, then just make a check mark.
如果不自私，你就不要打勾。
If not, just leave it blank.
接着问第二个问题。
And then the second question.
这个人活得快乐吗？
Is this person happy?
快乐的话，你把它打勾勾起来。
If yes, make a check mark.
如果这个人你觉得他活得很不快乐，你就不要勾他。
If not, just leave it blank.
做完了以后，在2000多个人的问卷里面，他把它统计了一下。
And after that, they made the statistics of the questionnaires.
我们都知道有几种组合。
Do you know how many combinations there
could be? 有四种，对不对？
Four types.
自私又快乐的人。
They're selfish and happy people.
自私又不快乐的人。
And selfish and unhappy people.
不自私又快乐的人。
Selfless but happy.
然后不自私又不快乐的人。
And selfless but unhappy.
那么统计完了以后呢？
And after the statistics,
他发现那个自私，然后又快乐的人。最少。
And they found out that the least people are happy and selfish.
只占4%而已。
Only about 4%.
弟兄姊妹讲到一个人不快乐的一个很重要的原因。
So it tells us a very important reason for a person not being happy.
就是我们这个人整个的生活中心是在我们自己的身上。
It's when we live a life of self-centered.
其实自私在我们人性里面非常容易就看到了。
Actually, selfishness is very natural in our nature.
自我中心是人的本性。
And being self-centered is our nature.
当我们拿到照片的时候，我们先看谁呀？
When you get a group picture, whom do you seek first?
我们第一个就看我们自己。
Of course, we look for ourselves first.
连我们衣服上的那个 stain, 那个玷污，我们都觉得我马上就看到了。
We are so self-conscious about the stains on our clothes.
别人长得怎么？怎么样穿什么，我们根本都不注意的。
And we never pay attention to how other people look or look today.
所以有另外一个调查呢，就是当你今天新烫了头发或穿着新衣服，你进到一个房间去。
So another statistic was conducted, and then they asked, when you wear a new clothes or a new hairdo and then go into a room.
你觉得全班或者全校会都会注意到你换了一个头或换了一个衣服的，他们觉得80%多的人都会注意到我换了。
And then about 80% of the people feel that other people will notice they have changed.
但是实际上调查真正在班上的人呢，大概只有30%的人注意到他的改变。
But in reality, only about 30% of the people would actually notice their change.
所以年轻的孩子为什么喜欢追求潮流？因为他们有 peer pressure， 有同伴的压力啊。
That is why young people they suffer from a peer pressure. They want to pursue the fashion.
因为他们觉得所有的人都在看他。
Because they feel everyone was paying attention to them.
但是实际上没有那么多人在看我们的地方是。
But actually, not many people pay attention to you, brothers and sisters.
因为我们太习惯就是把自己放得非常非常的高。
Because every one of us just consider ourselves as higher than everyone else.
有个小孩子他打电话。
A child was making a phone call.
例如说拨到我们教会的电话4462946。
They accidentally call our church. The person wants to dial the church phone number.
然后他拨了号码以后。
And then the child dialed.
他就说：“喂，请问这是4462946吗？”
And then he was asked, "Is this 446-2946?"
那天余弟兄正好接电话，我说不是。
And that day, say brother, you answer the phone, and he says, "No, this is not."
他说：“不是，你干嘛要接？”
And then he said, This is not the right number. How come you answer the phone?
弟兄姊妹，好像人都是有自己作为中心的。
See, everyone is so self-centered.
你去餐馆里面吃饭。
You go to a restaurant.
他们端了一碗面过来，那个纸黑黑的纸头放在面里面。
And they bring you a soup noodle and then with their finger stuck in the soup.
你跟他说你的指头怎么在面里面？
And then they say, how come your finger is in my soup?
哦，他说不烫，没有关系，没有关系。
And the person said, oh, it's not that hot, it's okay, it's okay.
因为什么？我们都是这么习惯的，就是自我中心。
See, we're so natural in being self-centered.
啊，有人去应征一个公司的工作，当会计。
One person to apply for a job as being an accountant.
有三个人去，那老板问他们一个问题，二加二等于多少？
Three people went and then the recruiting manager asked, what's 2 plus 2?
第一个说四。
And the first one says 4.
老板没有录用他。
And then he was not hired.
旁边的那个人一看就讲得更仔细一点，4.0。
And so next person says 4.0.
啊，老板也没有录用他。
Still he was not hired.
啊，第三个人。
So the third person.
他说您是老板，您说多少就是多少。
And he says, you're the boss. Whatever you say, that will be the answer.
你们就知道谁被录用了。
And you know who got hired, right?
因为满足了他的自尊心。
Because his self-ego was satisfied.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们讲了好像很多这些很好笑的事情啊。
So all these things seem to be rather funny.
啊，我再讲一个就不讲了。
One more, and that's it.
啊，有一次一个妈妈回家，看见她孩子在那里大哭。
One time, a mother went home and saw her child crying very hard.
她说你为什么哭啊？
So she said, how come you're crying?
她说爸爸刚刚在钉篱笆的时候，那个榔头砸到他指头了。
Because the father was fixing the fence and then he hit his thumb with the hammer.
他爸爸砸到指头，你哭什么？
And then he says, well, it's daddy, he hit his thumb, how come you're crying?
因为我笑啦。
And he says, well, because I laughed.
小孩子幸灾乐祸，看见爸爸冲他笑起来了。
Because he thought it was funny, he laughed.
爸爸心里面也不舒服。
Probably the daddy didn't feel good either.
所以爸爸也要揍他。
So probably he got hit by the daddy.
那弟兄姊妹，我们一直讲，我可以举很多的例子给你们听的。
And this can go on and go on. There are many examples in our life.
但是我想我们自己也有很多这样子的例子。
I'm sure we all have same experiences too.
啊，弟兄从公司下班累得个要死。
When the husband comes home from work and very tired.
他整个自己的需要是竟然是最大的。
And now his needs are the greatest.
那太太在家照顾孩子烦了一天，他这个时候的情绪也是最大的。
And the wife being tired all day taking care of the children, her needs are very great too.
这两个最大的碰在一起的时候，就产生了一个很大的战争。
And now these two people with great needs meet together, there's a great war.
我们在公司、在教会、在家人里面，我们提出的意见就是最大的。
And whenever we propose something, our proposal will be the greatest.
啊，这就是神为什么做工在约伯的身上。
And that is why God worked on the person Job.
因为约伯太好了，他说的话没有人再说第二句话。
Because he was too good, too perfect. Whenever he said something, there was no second opinion.
弟兄姊妹，这是神为什么要在我们身上做工的原因。
That is why God has to work on us.
自我中心是人的本性。
Because it's our nature to be self-centered.
自我中心是整个世代的潮流。
And it's also the trend of the generation.
而弟兄姊妹，当我们今天要来讲到舍己的十字架的时候，
But today when we talk about the cross of self-denial,
你要知道这是一件很大的挑战。
You know, this is a great challenge for us.
跟我们的本性何等的不同啊。
It's against our nature.
跟我们周围所活的世界、社会好，我们所接触的是何等大的不同。
And it's against the culture of our world.
我们中国人给自己一个最好的台阶，人不自私，天诛地灭。
And we Chinese give ourselves a very good excuse. Anyone who is not selfish should be destroyed.
讲完了这句话，我们就可以好好去自私去了。
And then after that, then we can justify our selfishness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我刚才已经说过了，自私又快乐的人真的是很少。
But then I said before, there are very few who are selfish and happy. Because we do not know the way to blessing.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主真是何等的爱我们。
How God loves us.
他不仅仅赦免我们一切的罪。
Not only that He forgives all our sins.
他不仅仅救我们脱离将来永远的审判而已。
Not only He delivers us from the eternal judgment in the future.
他希望我们认识他的那一天开始。
From the day that we knew Him.
我们就能够在他的面前享受那最尊贵的生命和最蒙福的生活。
He hopes that we can enjoy the most noble and blessed life.
有弟兄姊妹，神拯救我们的方法就是借着伟大的十字架。
And the way of salvation is this great cross.
因为知道一切烦恼的源头，叫人受苦的原因，都是因为我们的魂生命。
Because we know that all the source of our agony and worries and suffering is our soul.
所以十字架来拯救我们。
Therefore, the cross came to save us.
因为这边保罗说，我不知道别的，我列了志向在你们中间，不知道别的。
Paul says, I have resolved not to know anything else.
我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But the cross, but Christ and His crucifixion.
十字架是神在我们身上一个极大的救法啊，弟兄姊妹。
And this is a great salvation for us, the cross.
啊，不仅仅让我们得到了主的赦免。
Not only that we receive forgiveness.
让我们得到了基督的生命作为我们的生命。
And we receive the life of Christ as our life.
啊，让我们在地上可以过基督过的生活。
So that we can live a life on earth that is the life of Christ.
不仅仅是我们的生命。
Not only He is our life.
他也是我们的道路。
It's also our way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们前一阵子讲同钉的十字架。
So some time ago when we talk about the cross of union,
讲到活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
We say it is no longer I, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，当我们今天讲舍己的时候
，So today when we talk about the self-denial,
我们不是在这里把一个做人的哲学跟道德的标准放在弟兄姊妹的面前。
We're not presenting to you a high standard and philosophy to be a person.
因为舍己。根本是 against 我们的 nature， 跟我们的生命是完全违背的。
Because self-denial is totally against our nature。
所以我们把它当作一个宗教的标准来要求的话，我们没有一个人活得到的。
So if we set it up as a religion standard, no one can achieve it。
但是基督在十字架上把他的生命倾倒出来的时候
，But when Christ poured out His life on the cross，
让我们这些活着的人可以不再是自己，乃是基督在我们里面活。
So we can no longer live as ourselves。But Christ.
所以在我们讲舍己的十字架以前，我们必须回来看见我们里面所得到的生命本身就是一个舍己的生命。
So before we talk about self-denial, we have to see that the life we have received is a life of self-denial.
主耶稣来到地上所讲的第一句话是什么？圣经上记下来的。
What was the first statement Jesus made that was recorded in the Bible?
上个礼拜我哥哥提过了，有没有人知道
？My brother asked you last week. Does anyone know?
路加福音第二章，主耶稣十二岁进耶路撒冷的时候，圣经上记载的主三十岁以前整个的生活，就记载了这么一句话。
It was recorded in Luke chapter 2, and that was the only statement recorded in the Bible before Jesus turned 30.
我已经都放在程序单上了，第一行啊，那个空格等你们填就是了。岂不知我当以什么为念？我父的事。
Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个十二岁的主耶稣啊。
And this is Jesus of 12 years of age.
圣经上在他三十岁以前就记载了他说的这么一句话。
And this is the only statement that he made was recorded in the Bible before he turned 30.
这是他整个三十岁生活最明显的写照和代表啊。
And this statement represents the life he had before he turned 30.
整个心里面所想的，整个生活的中心就是以父的事为念。
All his mind and all his life was about the Father's business.
而圣经里面记载，主耶稣三十岁出来以后，第一件最重要的事情是什么
？And after he came out for ministry, when he turned 30, what was the most important thing?
就是他两个脚站在约旦河里面受洗。
That was he stood in the Jordan River and being baptized.
什么叫做受浸
？What was a baptism?
就是不再是我。
No longer I.
把我自己埋葬了。
I bury myself.
我在这里完全属神。
I totally belong to God.
我完全归给神。
And I belong to God.
我完全为着神而活着。
From now on, I live for God.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么在希伯来书第十章第七节，主来的时候，他说：“神啊，我来了，是为要干嘛？”我又留着空格了。
That is why in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7 the Lord says, O God, I have come to.
这样可以帮助弟兄姊妹背圣经啊。
I'm trying to help you to memorize the scripture.
我来了，主说我来了是为了要干什么
？Says, O God, I have come to.
为了要照着你的旨意行。
To do your will.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣来到地上第一件事情，他就受浸了。
So the first thing he did was to get baptized.
而他这在地上这三十三年半的生活，可以用我们刚才这个威廉弟兄为我们念的那一段圣经作为一个最好的写照。
and we can use one scripture verse to summarize the life of Jesus.
就是腓立比书第二章第六节到第八节，我们一起来背好不好？
That's in Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 through 8.
啊，本有神的形象，他却不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。那弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣整个生活的写照。
And that is his, the summary of his life.
他根本就是本有神的形象。
He was the very nature God.
但是他却不因为自己跟神是同等的而在那里骄傲。
But he did not boast about his equality with God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们里面根本没有骄傲的原因。
Today we have no reason to be proud.
但是每一个人都骄傲。
But yet every one of us is prideful.
盖恩夫人说，骄傲是人最后才死去的罪。
Madame Dion says, pride is the last sin to die in us.
没有本钱骄傲的人，大大小小都骄傲。
Even though we have no reason to be proud, every one of us is prideful.
最有资格骄傲的主耶稣啊。
And yet Jesus had every reason to be proud.
他却不以自己与神同等为强夺。
But yet he did not consider equality with God as something to be grasped.
他反倒虚己。
He emptied himself.
好，弟兄姊妹，当我们每一次想到圣经里面主耶稣的故事的时候，
Every time we meditate on the story of Jesus.
特别我们这两天正好读到马可福音十四章。
Especially we are on Mark chapter 14.
我想我们每一个小组最近都在读马可福音十四章。
I know every group is studying Mark chapter 14.
讲到伟大羔羊的生命，
This great life of the Lamb of God.
经过那样人情的冷淡，连他最心爱的门徒都要否认他。
Going through all the cruelties of human, even being denied by his
disciples. 三年的门徒为了三十块钱用亲嘴来卖掉他。
And he was betrayed by the mark of a kiss by a disciple who followed him 3.5 years.
而神家的宗教领袖、祭司长、文士想尽方法要除掉他。
And all the religious leaders of that generation tried all means to destroy him.
而当他为我们罪人受害的时候，那每一个人都想方法来羞辱他，打他，蒙住他，吐沫在他身上，用各样的方法来羞辱主。
When he suffered for us sinners, everyone around him by all means to humiliate him.
弟兄姊妹，他就完全倒空自己。
He completely emptied himself.
在任何一场的征战里面，主耶稣只要有一点己的成分存在，弟兄姊妹，这条路走不下去的。
If he cared about himself in any of these battles, he could not have gone on.
我们今天也都不用坐在这里聚会了。
And we don't have to sit here to meet anyway.
救恩跟我们就无分无关。
Because we will have no part to the salvation.
弟兄姊妹，这是羔羊的生命啊。
So that is the life of the Lamb.
我们昨天也读到，当他进到客西马尼园祷告的时候。
We also read when he went into the Garden of Gethsemane.
在他一个最深的痛苦和惊惶的里面。
In a deep agony and fear.
他说，父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
He says, Father, if possible, please make this cup taken away from me.
底下他的祷告，然而什么
？Yet, what did he say?
我们刚读过啊，弟兄姊妹，填空会不会填？不要照我的意思，对不对
？Not as I will.
不要照我的意思。
Not as I will.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面常常在主的面前要惭愧的地方。
We often have to be ashamed.
我们太多我们的意思了。
We have too many wills.
我们的意见。
Our opinions.
我们的喜好。
Our likes.
我们的意思。
And our idea.
我们的标准。
And our standards.
弟兄姊妹，我们太多我的，我的，我的。
There are so many things that we deem mine.
主耶稣在这里说，然而不要照着我的意思。
But yet Jesus said here, not as I will.
那么最后我们一起来看约翰福音十五章第十九节，我们一起来读。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
第五章。
Oh, chapter 5.
第十九节。
Verse 19. John chapter 5, verse 19.
没有圣经的我念给你们听啊。
Let's read together.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的子才能做，父所做的事子也照样做。 那弟兄姊妹在这里让我们看见主说他凭着自己的时候他就不能做什么。
Here the Lord says the Son cannot do anything by himself.
唯有看见父所做的子才能做，父所做的事子也照样做。
He can do only he sees what the Father is doing, because whatever Father does, the Son does also.
啊，我们打程序单的姊妹大概觉得我太残忍了，帮我把那个答案打出来了啊。本来那个才能做跟照样做我都留得空格的，因为这两个是主耶稣在地上顺服神旨意很关键的两件事情。
These are the two key things that shows how Jesus was obeying the Father.
看见父所做的，他才能做。
He can only do what he sees the Father
does. 而父所做的事，他就照样做。
Whatever the Father does, the Son does also.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这真是一个伟大的主啊！
This is a great Lord.
他在地上，他整个的生活，他的心都是向着神和神的旨意。
During his days on earth, all his heart was on the Father and his will.
主神如果不做或不说，他就不做，他就不说。
If the Father does not do or say, he neither would he do or say.
而神做了或说了什么，他就照样做，他就照样说。
Whatever God says or does, so he does and says.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣的生命。
And this is his life.
他从生下来他就是一个顺服的生命。
And he was born with an obedient life.
他生下来他一生的道路都是一个舍己的道路。
And all his life he walked on this way of giving himself.
不仅仅是他美丽的生命，他也是他佳美的脚踪。
Not only this is his life, but also his footsteps.
弟兄姊妹，当我们今天要讲舍己的十字架的时候，
So today when we talk about this cross of self-denial,
我们就是要来认识我们所得到的生命是什么生命。
First, we have to see what kind of life we have received.
然后我们要来跟随他的脚踪行。
Then we will follow his footsteps.
所以现在我们一起来读我们今天的背诵经文啊，非常重要的一段圣经。
Let's read the scripture verses.That's also the memory verses for the day.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
我们请读二十四节到二十六节。
Let's read verses 24 through 26.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？弟兄姊妹，在这一段的圣经里面告诉我们两件很重要的事情。
This passage tells us two important things.
第一件事情是讲到舍己是跟随主的一个必要的条件。
The first thing is that self-denial is a necessary criteria to follow the Lord.
因为主在这里说，若有人要跟从我。
Because Jesus said clearly, if anyone will come after me.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们在座很多的弟兄姊妹心里面都渴慕爱神。
I'm sure most of us desire to love the Lord.
而且我们也都很渴慕活在一种境界，叫做与神同行。
And we desire to walk with Him.
很多时候，我也听见弟兄姊妹祷告说，我们羡慕做羔羊的同伴。
And I often hear people pray that we desire to be the Lamb's companion.
弟兄姊妹，每一个这样子的祷告跟心愿，在神的心中都是极其宝贵的。
Every one of these prayers and desires are precious in God's eyes.
但是羡慕成为主的好朋友，成为主的同伴，跟真正成为主的同伴是两件事情。
But it's still different. There's a difference between desire to be his friend and actually being his friend.
弟兄姊妹，主在这里告诉我们了，你如果要真要成为我的同伴，
The Lord clearly says here, if you want to be my friend,
你真要成为一个羔羊的跟随者的话，
If you want to truly be a follower of the Lamb,
主没有强迫我们啊，
The Lord never forces us.
在这里讲到若有人，
He says if anyone.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个呼召，
This is a calling.
从某一面来说，这是我们一个自由。
And yet, it's given to our free will.
那弟兄姊妹，我越来越觉得，除了在基督里面的自由以外，所有的自由都是一个危险。
Actually, more and more I feel, apart from the freedom in Christ, every other free choices are actually a dangerous snare.
因为自由就牵扯到拣选。
Because freedom relates to choice.
拣选就牵扯到责任。
And when we make choice, we have responsibility.
虽然我可以自己拣选我的人生方式。
It's true that we can choose our lifestyle.
虽然我可以拣选我要娶谁。
I can decide whom to marry.
虽然我可以拣选我将来大学要读什么。
I can choose which college to go to.
弟兄姊妹，每一个的拣选背后都有它的结局，都有我要负的责任。
But every choice leads to its ending, and then I have to be responsible.
弟兄姊妹，当神主在这里没有强迫我们来跟随他的时候。
Here the Lord did not force us to follow him.
主在这里说，若有人要跟从我。
He says, if anyone will come after me.
哦，弟兄姊妹，一面来说，说到神真是一个呼召啊。
On one hand, this is a calling.
对所有的人神发出的呼召。
To all men.
但是一面对我们来说却是一个责任。
On the other hand, it's also our responsibility.
我们要不要拣选这条道路？
Do we want to choose this way?
如果有人要跟从我。
If anyone will follow me.
主在这里提起来，就必须舍己。
Then he must deny himself.
英文叫做 deny ourselves.就是否定我们自己
to deny ourselves.
不仅仅坏的像我刚才举的那些自私的例子我们要否定它
not only to deny our negative traits
弟兄姊妹一切从我天然生命里面出来的在神的眼中我们都要来拒绝它
but we have to deny everything that's out of our self nature
因为我们里面有了一个新的生命在我们里面
because there's a new life in us now
它有它的性情它有它的倾向
and it has its nature and its preference
所以神要我们 deny 我们自己而让我们来接受这个新生命来替代我们
so that God wants us to deny ourselves and, but to receive this new life to replace our old life
如果要成为主的同伴
so if you want to be God, the Lord's companion
如果真要活在与神同行的里面
if we really want to walk with him
主说我们必须要舍己
the Lord says we must deny ourselves
下一个空格应该是什么弟兄姊妹
then what's the next
我不是用马太福音我是用路加福音第九章路加福音加了两个字天天啊
and in Luke chapter 9 the statement has one more word that is daily
说到十字架不是三年两年才来一次的
so the cross does not come once every two or three years
因为我们这个人还没有那么属灵不是两三年才需要拒绝一次自己啊
it's not because we're not that spiritual yet so we only need to deny ourselves once every two or three years
圣经上是说天天来背起什么十字架他的十字架
The Bible tells us he must daily take up his cross
来跟从我
and follow me
弟兄姊妹我们注意到这几件事情啊。第一个这是一个呼召
So let's pay attention First, this is a calling
这是一件非常严肃的拣选
A very serious choice
啊，背后是极大的祝福和极大的亏损
And what we face is either a great blessing or a great loss
第二件事情讲到神要我们 deny ourselves
Secondly, God wants us to deny ourselves
第三件事情这是每一天的事情
Thirdly, it's a choice we face every day
那第四件事情在这里讲到我们每一个人都有神为我们所量好的十字架
And the fourth thing is that every one of us has a cross that God has prepared for us
用现代的话说叫做 custom designed cross
And it's a custom made cross
弟兄姊妹神知道我们这个人需要怎样的环境
God knows what kind of circumstances we need to go through
那有人觉得生下小孩子是一个十字架
Some people consider childbearing as a cross
我不是讲轻松你看他生个孩子今天这么喜的
I'm not talking about brother Steve Look at how happy he is today
那我的两个孩子从生下来到今天我每一天我都觉得我 enjoy 他们从来不是我的十字架
And I have enjoyed my children since the day they were born They were never my cross
那有的人觉得上班是个十字架
Some people consider going working as their cross
那有的人觉得这个吃 broccoli 是一个十字架
Some people consider eating broccoli as their cross
害得白宫面前有几卡车的 broccoli dump 在那里
So that there are truckloads of broccoli being dumped in front of White House
因为什么我们每一个人里面神做我们的方式都不一样
So God made us in his own way
而神都知道我们需要怎样的十字架
God knows what kind of cross we need
所以我记得好多年以前我读荒漠甘泉的时候里面有一个小故事啊。
I remember a story I read from the streams in the desert many years ago
他说有一个人他背着自己的十字架他觉得很不舒服
This person was carrying his cross and then he was rather uncomfortable
他不喜欢他嫌弃他
He despised His cross.
他就很羡慕别人身上的十字架。
And he admired, he envied other people's cross.
像一个金的十字架。
There's cross of gold.
有人还是玫瑰花编成的十字架。
A cross made of roses. All kinds of crosses that are so attractive.
那有一天他突然有一个特别的权利, 他可以来换他的十字架了。
One day he was given a special privilege to exchange crosses.
他就很高兴, 赶快跑去把那别人那个金的十字架拿来背一背。
So he happily exchanged the cross for the cross of gold.
结果一背发现这么重。
Then he realized, wow, this is heavy.
虽然金很吸引人, 但是背起来这么重。
Even gold is very pretty, but too heavy.
他走不动,
he couldn't go on anymore, so he laid it down.
他就拿那个那么漂亮的玫瑰花编成的十字架把它背起来。
So he took on the cross made of roses.
他一背的时候, 那个刺一下子刺到他, 他觉得这么不舒服。
So he put on the cross, the thorns sting him, and then he felt very uncomfortable.
他平常看到那个弟兄和那个姊妹背着十字架背得那么好, 觉得好羡慕, 原来他背后这么痛苦。
Then he realized every time he sees other people carrying this cross of roses, they seem to rather enjoy it. Now he realized what kind of pain they go through.
所以等到他换了好几个以后,每一个都有他困难的地方。
After he tried many other crosses and realized all the difficulties it had.
最后他终于找到了一个最适合他的,背起来真舒服。
Finally, he found a cross that fits him the most and is so comfortable.
等到他再细看呢,原来就是他原来
Then when he looked at it carefully, that's the one he has despised for a long time.
弟兄姊妹,
the Lord knows what kind of cross we need.
要跟从神吗?
You want to follow God?
就当舍己。
Deny yourself.
天天背起我们自己的十字架起来跟从主。
Take up our cross daily and follow Him.
你不要说,哎呀,某某弟兄他能够爱主,因为他没有我这个环境。
Don't ever say that, oh, brother so-and-so can love the Lord because he's not in the same situation as I am.
某某姊妹,为什么她那么喜乐,因为她没有我的遭遇。
Or sister so-and-so is very happy because she didn't go through the things I went through.
弟兄姊妹,神给我们每一个人都量了十字架。
The Lord has measured and prepared for the cross.
而且每一天都有。
Every single day.
所以在这里讲到我们跟随主第一件事情，我们要起来背着十字架来跟随他。
So when we talk about carrying the cross, we have to take up the cross.
而在这里告诉我们的第二件事情，
The second thing.
就是舍己是我们得着更丰盛生命的道路。
Denying yourself is actually the way to receive a more abundant life.
因为主在这里告诉我们，凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。
Because the Lord says, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it.
什么叫做救自己生命呢?
What does it mean to save his life?
这里不是指的真正死掉的那个死法啊。
We're not talking about physical death here.
不是真正肉身的死。
It's not the death of our physical body.
讲到我们舍己。
It talks about self-denial.
我们如果舍不得叫我原来的于洪杰受伤害、受亏损、受否定的话，
If I dare not to hurt brother you, my old self, and being denied,
那我就没有办法得到主要我得到的宝贵的生命。
Then I can never receive this precious life that the Lord intends me to receive.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一个交换。
So this is actually a transaction, an exchange.
这是讲到说你要了这个你就没有那个。
That either you have this or you have that.
除非我们放下我们自己，我们才可能得着让主的生命在我们里面长大。
Unless we lay down ourselves, otherwise the life of the Lord will never grow in us.
因为今天我们有年轻的孩子，我又带了小小的工具来做示范给他们看。
Today for the young brothers and sisters, I intend to have some demo.
我这里有三个小东西。
I have three things here.
那这个不是打那个医药上用的打针的啊，所以你们在做对这个很敏感的，有恐惧感的，你们不要紧张。This
is not a medical syringe.
这边有一瓶紫色的药水。And
here I have a ink.
Purple color 的啊。
Purple color.
姑且预表到主要给我们的那个属天尊贵的生命。And
Let's say it represents the noble and heavenly life that the Lord intends us to have.
然后这边有一个针筒,
and here's a syringe.
预表我们这个人,
and it represents us.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹讲到说我们人的受造, 一方面是成为神爱的对象。
I shared with you before that we were made to be objects of God's love.
另外一方面是要叫我们成为一个器皿来盛装神的荣耀的生命。
And also, He created us so that we can become vessels to contain his life.
好让我们活出来的，我们所彰显出来的，就是他荣耀的性情。
So that we can manifest his glorious nature.
那这是讲到我们这个人。
So this is us.
但是因着人类的堕落以后，这根这个针筒的轴心，我姑且叫它轴心啊。
Because of our fall, so the other part of that syringe.
那预表我们这个堕落的人啊，我们的 old self.
So that part represents our old self.
那么当我们这个人生下来的时候，其实这个己的生命已经充塞在这个里面了。
So when we were born, our old self is completely filling
us. 里面完全都是自我做中心。我说的自我中心是人的本性。
And we're totally self-centered. That is our nature.
所以当我们跟这个荣耀的生命接触的时候，我把它放进去。
So when we come in contact with glorious life,
你发现它有没有进来？
Do you see?
紫色的水有没有进到针筒里面？怎么有呢？这个是黑黑的胶垫子，那还不是啊？它根本不进来，对不对
？So the life, the new life cannot come in.
因为整个针筒里面所充满的都是这个轴心，就是我们这个自我中心的生命。
Because the syringe was filled with this old nature.
我们要能够得着主荣耀的生命和性情进到我们里面。
In order to receive this glorious nature of the Lord.
我们必须要舍己，对不对？我们必须要倒空自己，让自己向后退，对不对
？We have to withdraw.
所以，我们如果不肯为主舍掉我们这个魂生命的话
，So if we are not willing to lay down our soul，
弟兄姊妹，主的生命和性情，他的荣耀没有办法进到我们的生命里面。
Then the Lord's nature and life cannot come in.
所以，当我们舍己多的时候，舍己少，他就只有这么少。
If we deny ourselves a little, then he will come in a little.
那我们在舍己多一点的时候
，And then if we deny ourselves more,
你发现他就更多
，And then he will come in more.
而我们这一生的精力、机会和年日都是有限的。
Yet our the days of our life and our experiences are all limited.
而将来我们去见主的时候
，On that day when we go to see the Lord,
神根据什么来衡量我们这一生的果效呢
？How would God judge and measure us?
我们上次说了《使徒行传》，神设立了一个人，他要按着公义来审判天下。说到神审判我们，是根据他儿子的生命来审判我们。
And in Acts.God says he has ordained a person and then he will judge the world. So we will be judged according to the life of Christ.
就是斯派克弟兄说的 measured by Christ.
That's what Brother Spark says. We will be measured by Christ.
所以有人见主的时候带着这么多没有被神制作改变过的生命，但是也带着一些基督的生命在他的里面去见主。
So some people will see the Lord with a big part of old self and then some part of the Lord's life.
有的人带的更多一点。
And some people will have more of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹看见这个原则了没有？
Do you see this principle now?
我们想要救自己，我们舍不得舍弃我们的生命的时候，
If we want to save our soul and we don't want to lay down our soul,
我们就要撕掉了那个尊贵属天的生命。
We will lose this glorious life.
所以什么时候我们为着主而舍掉了我们的生命的时候，
Whenever for the Lord's sake, we lay down and deny ourselves.
我们就要得到他的尊贵的生命。
We will receive this glorious and noble life.
那这是一个交换。
And this is an exchange.
我们不肯放下自己。
If we do not lay down ourselves,
我们还是完全以自己的喜好、自己的看法、自己人生的追求作为我们整个人生的方向。弟兄姊妹，我们得不到基督的。
If we all our walk is still self-centered, we cannot obtain Christ.
只有我们照着主的话，在每一天的生活里面，我们学习舍己。
Only if we deny ourselves every day.
每一次的舍己就叫我们得到更多他的生命。
Every self-denial will bring in more of life of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，在我这一行经文里面，我特别多留了一个空格啊，它叫做凡怎么样子上吊生命的，必得着生命。那个字应该是什么？凡为我啊，凡为我。
So there's an important point. Whoever loses his life for me.
因为今天我们一些的舍己啊
，a lot of our self-denial，
就是世人观念中的做好事
，probably being considered as doing good，
啊，牺牲小我完成大我
，sacrifice myself for the group，
我可以放下我自己的快乐跟享受，我奉献我的时间跟金钱去服务社会。
Maybe I will sacrifice my time or my labor for the community.
但是我们的目的却不是在基督里面来做的，也不是为了得着基督。
But the purpose might not be for Christ in order to obtain Christ.
那就像我这个针筒，我现在离开的这个药水。
just like I take the syringe out of this ink.
我一样在这里吸, 好, 我一样在这里舍己,
I'm still denying myself, I'm still emptying myself.
但是你发现我并没有让我得到主,
but you see, I do not obtain more of Christ.
它中间产生了这么多空白的东西在我的里面。
There's this vacuum in me.
弟兄姊妹, 这是为什么主说, 凡为我上吊生命的, 必要得着生命。
That's why the Lord specifically says, whoever loses his life for me will find it.
我们今天牺牲我们的时间, 捐献我们的金钱, 去做所谓很多慈善的事情, 弟兄姊妹, 就着人来说, 这是好事。
It is good in man's eyes when we sacrifice our money, time, and labor for the community.
但是这一切的经历或是目的不是在基督里的话,
but if our goal is not in Christ,
它的确是一件舍己的行为,
it is an act of self-denial, a sacrifice, but we will not obtain Christ.
所以主在这里给我们的呼召叫做若有凡要救自己生命的必上吊生命但是凡为我上吊生命的
That's why the Lord is making a calling here. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们一个在主面前属灵生命的一个原则。
So this is the principle for spiritual life growth.
所以什么时候我们如果在主的面前爱主爱的一段时间，我们又冷淡退后，又变成自我中心的时候？
So whenever we withdraw from loving the Lord and serving the Lord and become self-centered again.
弟兄姊妹，我们仍然在主的面前，我们就不像主了。Then
we're not like the Lord.
这是一个主观经历上的一个得着跟失去。This
is a very a subjective experience of gaining and losing.
所以在这里，我们看见主在这一段的话里面告诉了我们两件非常重要的事情。So
the Lord is telling us two very important things here.
你要跟随他
，Follow him.
必须背十字架，先天背。 十字架来跟从他,
we have to take up the cross daily and follow him.
而当我们真在这里背十字架跟从他的时候,
and when we are really carrying the cross and following him,
我们要得着更丰盛的生命,
we will receive a more abundant life.
所以我们常常传福音用底下的那句话说, 人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢?
So we often preach in the gospel meeting says, what good would it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul?
人还能拿什么来换生命呢?
What can a man give in exchange for his soul?
弟兄姊妹，不光是用在福音朋友身上。
Not only this applies to gospel friends.
也不光是奉在我们肉身的这个生命气息上。
It doesn't only apply to our physical life.
它也特别用在我们属主的儿女身上。
Especially applies to children of God.
它也特别用在我们这个魂跟这个新造的生命的拣选上。
And also talks about the choice between the old self and the new self.
我们可以拿什么来换这宝贵的生命?
What can a man give in exchange for this precious life?
那弟兄姊妹，十字架是我们身上的一个大的拯救啊。
The cross is a great salvation for us.
所以当我们在主的面前更多把自己积极的放下来的时候,
so when we actively lay down ourselves,
那我们在主的面前一定得到更丰盛的生命。
For sure we will receive a more abundant life.
我们的整个的生活一定是一个更蒙福的生活。
And our life will be more blessed.
那黎弟兄在我们诗歌本第400首有一首诗歌叫做《葡萄一生的故事》。
The hymn 400 in our hymnary book, the story of a grapevine.
它一共有16节，不用翻，我现在不会唱的。There
are 16 verses. Don't worry, we're not going to sing them now.
在最后结束的时候，他说估量生命的原则，以失不是以得。One
of the verses says, measure your life by loss. Never measure by gain.
不是酒饮几多，乃是酒请几何。不在于你喝多少，乃在于你为别人倒酒倒多少。
Not by much wine consumed, but wine poured out in pain. So we're not being measured by how much we consume the wine, but how much we pour down.
它是因为爱的能力在于爱的舍弃。
Because the strength of love stands ever in love's sacrifice to show.
谁的苦受的最深，最有可以给人。
The more one suffers, then the more true love can he bestow.
谁带自己最苛，就是最苛责啊，最容易为神选择。
He who spares not himself is best for God to gain.
啊，底下我想我们就不多去看了啊，因为一直念下去，弟兄姊妹回家可以去好好唱这首歌。
We can all go home and sing this hymn by ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵蒙福的道路。
This is the way to a blessed life.
我们是为了要得着主。
We want to obtain the Lord.
我们甘心放下自己。
So we willingly lay down ourselves.
而我们每一次在基督里面甘心的舍己的时候。
And every time we willingly sacrifice ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定得到基督。
For sure we will obtain Christ.
这是属灵的原则。
Because this is the spiritual principle.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们已经讲了这么多十字架的信息了。
So we have talked so much about the message of the cross.
特别我们今天早晨也讲了舍己的重要。
And we talk about the importance of self-denial.
现在我们需要 get down to the business. 我们需
Now let's to see how we can apply it.
有一个很有钱的富翁啊，他请了一个很有名的建筑师帮他设计他将来的墓园。要埋葬他的地方。
There was this rich man who hired an architect to design a graveyard for himself.
他过一段时间就问这个建筑师进行的怎么样，还差多久，还差什么。
So once a while he would check with this architect the progress of the work.
因为他很有钱，所以他。设计了一个非常漂亮的墓园。
Because he's so rich, he designed this very beautiful graveyard.
花了三年的时间呢。
He spent 3 years.
那三年后，有一天，这个大富翁又问这个建筑师，现在还差什么？
So after 3 years, he asked again, check with the architect again, do you still have anything missing?
你们都在笑了。
What are you laughing?
建筑师说什么？
The architect says, everything is ready, we're just waiting for you.
弟兄姊妹，十字架的信息我们讲了这么多啊。
So we talk so much about the message of the cross.
我们知道该死，死的重要，死的尊贵。
We know that we need to die and then how good it would be to die.
今天啥都不缺，就缺你，就缺我了。
Now everything is ready except you and me.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们听完十字架的信息，它不能够改变我们的生活，不能够改变我们的生命的话。
If after all these messages, we cannot, our life cannot be changed.
这一切都没有它真正的价值。
All these would be valueless.
弟兄姊妹，我们一开始就说过，舍己是在这个世代里面是一件大的挑战。
We have said to deny oneself is a big challenge in this generation.
不仅仅讲到整个世代的潮流，越到末世，人就越专顾自己。
Because the more it moves toward the end, everyone only loves themselves.
人整个的生活就越来越集中在我们自己和自己家的需要。
Everyone is focusing on their needs and the needs of their family.
而且人的本性就是以自己为中心的一件事。
And the nature is more than ever before being selfish.
所以从某一面来说，要过舍己的生活很不容易啊。
So it is indeed very difficult to live a life of self-denial.
但是弟兄姊妹，我常常说我们的神是积极的神。
But yet I often say our God is an active God.
所以我们看事情也要像神一样，常常从积极面来看。
So we have to look at things in the sight of God, being positive.
所以舍己既然是一件这么难的事情。
Since this is something very hard to do.
甚至主说要天天都要舍己。
Even the Lord says you have to do it every day.
弟兄姊妹，我们从积极来看的话。
So positively that's
就是我们还有这么多的机会可以让我们来过舍己的生活了。
Is that we still have so many chances to practice.
哦，弟兄姊妹，天天都有舍己的机会。
We have this chance every single day.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这对我们每一个人来说是一个太好的一个机会啊。
These are all good opportunities for us.
啊，让我们能够在主的面前来学习过我们一个舍己的生活。
That we can learn together to live a life of self-denial.
所以让我们学习啊，在我们这一天的生活里面
Let's learn in our daily life.
我们早晨开始我们就学习借着一个简短的祷告把自己奉献给神
Starting from the morning, let's pray with a simple prayer to offer ourselves to God.
主啊，这一天是你给我的
says, Lord, you have given me today.
这一天所有的机会也都是你特别为我安排的
And all the opportunities I have in this day are prepared by you.
让我可以更多的来得着你
May I obtain more of you.
主，我谢谢你
Lord, I thank you.
然后在我们这一天的生活里面
So throughout this day of life,
我们学习不要再像从前一样急的做反应做决定
Let's try to learn not to rush into decisions.
好，我们不要再那么急的照自己的喜好和兴趣来生活
Let's not try not to rush into a lifestyle of our preference.
啊，不要那么很自然的就照过去的习惯来过生活。我们让神来提醒我们。
Let the Lord have chance to remind us.
有一个姊妹她自己很 suffer 的一件事情，很受苦的一件事情。
There's a sister who suffered.
就她很喜欢埋怨，很喜欢批评别人。
Because she likes to complain.
后来有一次有一个年长的姊妹帮助她。
Once an elderly sister helped her.
她的姊妹做一件事情。
She said, sister, do one thing.
至少试一天。
At least try one day.
你试的这一天。所有不必要的话都不要讲出来。
Okay, try one day. Do not say any words that are not necessary.
任何没有价值的话，学习把它放下来。
Try to stop saying anything that has no value.
尤其是那些批评啊、埋怨的话，不让它出口啊。
Especially those complaints and criticisms.
而且不仅仅这个样子。
Not only so.
把你所有省下来的话。
All the words that you have saved.
变成你要埋怨的那个人或那件事，你为他祷告。
Turn them into prayer. Pray for those things or people you are complaining.
或是对那个人的感谢，或是鼓励。
Or thanksgiving and encouragement.
你试一天。
Try one day.
而且全力以赴的试一天看看。
Try very hard with all your heart one day.
这个姊妹是很认真的一个姊妹。
And this sister take it very seriously.
刚开始还是习惯性要埋怨的时候。
When she was about to complain,
因为她想起了她这一天早晨在主面前立的心愿。
And then she remembered her desire, her will she made at the beginning of the day.
她就停下来。
So she stopped.
她就求主在她里面把主的爱、把主的生命来替代她。
So she prayed that the life of the Lord would replace her own.
要我不骂她已经不容易了，还要叫我称赞她。
It's hard enough for me not to criticize, let alone praise the person.
要我不埋怨已经不容易了，还要叫我为他祷告啊。
It's hard enough for me not to complain, let alone praying for him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真正肯在主的面前学习放下自己。
But if we're really willing to learn to lay down ourselves,
我们不是挣扎的想要达到一个什么标准。
It's not that we're struggling to achieve a higher standard.
而是我们在这里宣告，活着的不再是我，是主。
But we proclaim with action, it is no longer I that live.
主的生命和性情，他的爱其实都在我们里面。
Actually, the very nature and love of the Lord are in us already.
没有得到这个生命的，或是没有经历过去用这个生命的，我们也许不太明白在讲什么。
If we never experience that, we might not understand what we're talking about.
那如果我们真的带着一个简单的信心。或者有过这样子经验，你就知道主在我们里面何等的真实，何等的活。
But if we had this experience before, or we can just believe it with a simple faith, then we will find that it is true that He lives in us.
她那天非常认真地过完了这一天。
So that day, she went through this day diligently and carefully.
第一个，她发现她的话少了很多。
Then she found out she said much less now.
第二个，她发现她那一天过得非常有意义，有一种说不出来的踏实。
And that day, she felt very good about the day.
因为她原来骂完人、批评完，她就越骂越生气。
Because before, those complaints and criticisms never distinguished her anger.
而她那天把所有的这个骂不仅仅放下来，她变成靠着主的恩典开始感恩，开始再祷。
But that day, she turned all the criticism and anger into intercession.
她发现居然有这么不同的结果。
And she found a very different ending.
那个姊妹只叫她试一天。
She was only told to try one day.
这个就成为她这一生一个大的转机，成为她一生一个新的好的习惯。
And that day became a turning point for her life and the beginning of very good habit.
她不再随便埋怨责备别人。
She never complained casually anymore.
满口恩惠。
And all her words were full of grace.
而且常常为弟兄姊妹祷告。
And she often prayed for saints.
弟兄姊妹，大卫在诗篇十九篇有一个这么美好的祷告。
David made a very good prayer in Psalm.
他说：“愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。”
He says, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you."
弟兄姊妹，从我们的讲话、从我们的做事里面，非常容易找到这个己做中心的痕迹和现象。
It's very easy to trace the old self in our words and in our deeds.
我们今天如果再不靠着主的恩典和十字架来修复它的话
，If we do not if we do not recover from by the Lord's grace and mercy and the cross,
那我们这一生就是带着这个空的、完全空的一个器皿去见主了。
Then at the end of the day, we will come to meet the Lord with an empty life.
所以有很多的方法可以帮助我们过舍己的生活，弟兄姊妹。
So there are many ways for us to help us to live a self-love life.
像我刚才讲了话语的学习，就是一个很好的学习。
Like to restrain our words.
禁食祷告也是一个很好的学习。
Fast and praying, that's also a very good practice.
弟兄姊妹，这次讲员也跟我们提起了禁食祷告的学习。
During the co-workers conference, all the speakers mentioned fasting and praying.
人合法的权利没有比吃饭睡觉更合法。
Among all the legal rights we have, nothing is greater than the right to eat and sleep.
当我们为着自己生命能够更得胜，为着神家能复兴，为着神的旨意能够成就，而我们学习把我吃饭的权利放下来的时候
，When we try to When we lay down our legal rights for the victory of ourselves, for the revival of our church, and also for the will of God.
这就是一个舍己生活的一个操练。
And that is a practice of life of self-denial.
如果您是习惯早上不吃早饭的话，那个不叫进食。
If you are used to skipping breakfast, that is not fasting.
或者你习惯一天只吃两顿，那也不叫进食。
Or you only eat two meals a day, and that is not fasting either.
而是你最想吃饭的那一顿，你为着主停下来的话。
But if you skip the meal that you desire to eat the most,
你就发现要进食是多么不容易的一件事。
Then you will find how difficult it is to fast.
你整个人马上就有很多委屈的感觉。
You will have self-pity.
然后就问说值得吗？
And you will ask, is this worth it?
需要吗？
Is it necessary?
有用吗？
Is it useful?
好，弟兄姊妹，我们里面会有很多很多的感觉。
We have all these doubts.
你就晓得我们这么习惯过自己的生活。
Then you will find out we're so used to living the life our own way.
美国很多家庭跟教育的一个机构，我想不起来他们是什么。他们常常鼓励我们一年有一次哈，一整个礼拜学习不要看电视。
There was this one organization who encouraged us not to watch TV for 1 week in a year.
你如果天天就家里面没有电视，或者从来不看电视的，那对你来说这个没什么。
But if you don't have a TV or you never watch TV, that is not a sacrifice for you.
如果你是小燕子迷，或是现在我不晓得是什么了啊。你每天晚上非去报道不可的话。
But if you are hooked on the soap operas at night.
你要发现你要停下一个礼拜，热锅上的蚂蚁在里面爬。
Then you will find it very hard to stop for a week.
你说这是我的权利，我为什么不能看电视呢？
You might argue saying this is my basic right. How come I cannot watch TV?
你会说我累了一天，为什么不能做这件事呢？
You might say, oh, I've been tired and this is the end of the day. How come I cannot watch TV?
弟兄姊妹，我在说，我说舍己都不是要定出一些要求叫弟兄姊妹去做。
Again, I want to emphasize we're not setting a standard to deny ourselves.
而是太多的事都在这里提醒我们，我们这么习惯过着以自己为中心的生活。
But these things just remind us how we are so used to live the life our own way.
我们的需要，我们的经验，我们的意见，我们的看法，我们的决定，通通充斥在我们的生活。
Our ways and our ideas and our experiences, everything about us, fill in our life.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人都需要自己谦卑到主的面前，求主帮助我们的。
So every one of us need to come before the Lord humbly and ask for help.
让我们自己在这个舍己的事情上，我们对自己认真的话，我们得到的生命就必然丰富。
If we take it seriously to deny ourselves, we will receive a life more abundant.
有兄弟两个人。
There are two brothers.
哥哥是负责是学艺术的，是做画的。
The older one is an artist.
弟弟呢是做蛋糕的。
And then the younger one is a baker.
弟弟非常非常的殷勤做事情。
So the younger one works very hard.
所以常常积蓄了一些钱。
So he accumulated some wealth.
哥哥作画。
And then the older one paints.
他常常拿到街上去卖，没有人买。
And he often tried to sell his painting on the streets, and no one buys them.
就突然有一天开始有人开始买他的画。
And one day, some people start buying his painting.
他心里面非常的得意。
And he was very, very happy.
然后发现越来越有人来买他的画。
And then he found more and more people come to buy his painting.
他从得意变成骄傲。
And then he, from being happy, he turned into pride.
因为他的家境越来越好。
Because he became richer and richer now.
他 remodel 房子，买新房子，他就一直在那里。
So he started buying new homes, remodeling homes, and going on.
所以当他每次看到他的小弟弟的时候，他就嘲笑他没出息。
So every time he sees his younger brother, he would laugh at him.
你看看你到现在还在做蛋糕。
Look at you, you're still a baker today.
他就用这么差的设备，这么破烂的房，住这么破烂的房子。
And you still use such simple equipment and in this simple house.
所以这个哥哥不仅仅骄傲，还常常倒过来嘲笑这个弟弟。
So not only this older brother is proud, he often laughs at his younger brother.
那有一天这个弟弟不晓得是有事情不在还是怎么样，反正他哥哥有机会到他家去帮他整理一下他的家。And
one day, the younger brother was out of town for whatever reason, and the older brother had to go to his house to take care of things.
有这个哥哥进到这个弟弟的后面的那个破旧的仓房里面的时候。
And when the older brother went into the storage house of this younger brother,
突然发现那个仓房里面摆的都是他画的画。
And then he discovered this storage house was full of his paintings.
你们知道这个故事的意义是吧？
Do you know the meaning behind the story?
这个弟弟知道哥哥的画一直卖不出去，他就偷偷找了不同的人，他出钱请他们帮忙去给哥哥的画买来。
Because the younger brother has asked various people to purchase paintings from his older brother out of his own pocket money.
也当他看到哥哥那么沮丧的过生活的时候，他心里难过。
Because he felt sad when he saw his brother being depressed and being poor.
所以他坐在暗中不让他的哥哥知道。
So he did all this in secret.
当他哥哥发达的时候，他心里高兴。When
the older brother became prosperous, he was happy.
当他哥哥羞辱，倒过头来羞辱他的时候，他仍然。 为了他的哥哥的缘故，他继续做这件事情。But
when his older brother became proud and started humiliating him, he still continued to do this in secret.
等到他哥哥发现这件事之后，When
his older brother found this out,
他心里面真是又惭愧又痛苦。He
was so ashamed and painful.
所以后来他跟他的弟弟认罪道歉。So
he confessed and apologized to his younger brother.
然后他就非常真心、非常谦卑地帮助他的弟弟。So
out of his heart, he helped his younger brother.
他帮他弟弟设计了各式各样的不同这个艺术型的蛋糕。He
designed all kinds of very artistic cakes.
结果他弟弟的生意就一下子都做起来了。So
his brother's business started to prosper.
从此哥哥跟弟弟过着幸福快乐的生活。And
they live happily thereafter.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们不快乐，都是因为我们自我中心啊。A
lot of times we're not happy because we're selfish.
那我们今天不是要用人的舍己的精神来提醒大家。Today
we're not trying to encourage us with this sacrificial love.
而是基督那个舍己倒空的生命已经在我们里面。But
this life of humble and empty is already in us.
把自己美好的脚踪也留给了我们。And
he has left us a very beautiful footstep.
而那个荣耀的呼召2000年来回荡在众教会中。And
today that great calling is still echoing among the churches.
若有人要跟从我。If
anyone will come after follow me,
舍己,
he must deny himself.
天天堆起。 他的十字架来跟从我。And
take up his cross daily and follow me.
凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。Anyone
who wants to save his life will lose it.
凡为我丧掉生命的，必要得着生命。Anyone
who loses his life for my sake will find it.
人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
What good is it if a man gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul?
人还能拿什么？
What can a man give in exchange for his soul?
我们再来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn again.
唱419首。
Hymn 419.
第一节未来，我已知基督从今世，我是你。
我是你的神经，我感觉和他同时，想把那真实的苦还原成我的诺言，是否是你的心，是否是你的心，是否是你的心。
听见主给我们的呼召。
We hope that all hear the calling.
人生何等的短暂。
How short is our life?
所有的机会何等的稀少。
And how scarce are the opportunities?
而环境经过主量过之后又是何等的珍贵。
And all the situations measured by the Lord are so precious.
弟兄姊妹，神从来没有叫我们受苦的意念。
God never intended just for us to suffer only.
苦难和十字架不过是方法，永远不是目的。
Trials and crosses are only the way, never the goal.
基督才是目的。
Christ is our goal.
但愿我们都能够答应主的呼召。
May we all answer and respond to this calling.
当我们在唱第三节的时候
，When we sing stanza three,
我们愿意答应主呼召起来跟随他的。
Anyone who wants to answer and follow him,
我们就站起来唱。
Let's stand and sing.
你愿意到台前更新你对他的奉献的，你也可以到台前来。
Or you may come forward and renew your offering to the Lord.
我们一起唱第三节，然后副歌再多唱一遍。
Stanza three, and then we repeat the refrain.
来。
Today, as long as we have our breath and our day, we have the chance.
让我们知道如何来拣选那上好的福分。
So that we know how to choose the better portion.
成为羔羊的同伴。
So that we become companions of the Lamb.
让我们一生跟随他。
So we'll follow him all our life.
得到更丰盛的生命。
To obtain a life more abundant.
我们请一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
弟兄姊妹也可以随着圣灵的感动带我们祷告。
Or you can lead us in prayer.
哈利路亚，主耶稣。哦，主耶稣，我们再一次把自己来到你的面前。哦，耶稣，你知道我们的心何等需要你怜悯我们。主啊，让这世界的灵从我们里面出去，好让那自我中心生活的模式和习惯，主啊能够被你来拯救。亲爱的主耶稣，特别在这幕后危险的日子里面，主啊，人都在那里自顾不暇，人都在那里眷顾自己。主，我们需要你来救我们，好让我们看见这条生命的窄路，让我们知道做对的拣选。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，耶稣。到今天你还是这样子的爱我们。
Because you still love us even to today.
你到今天仍然在那里渴慕将那最上好的赐给我们。
You still desire to bless us with the best.
你让这个呼召今天仍然在我们的心中。
And you still make this calling in our hearts.
但愿这个召一生不放过我们任何一个人。
May the calling lay hold of us all our days.
让我们不仅仅羡慕得到更丰盛的生命。
Not only that we long for a more abundant life.
让我们更羡慕能够成为一个跟随羔羊的人。
And we long to be a person who follow the Lamb.
让我们愿意天天甘心的来舍己。
That we will willingly lay down ourselves.
好让基督的生命不断的来替代我们。
So the life of Christ will continue to repeat. replace our own.
让我们越来越像耶稣。
So we'll be more and more like Jesus.
我们越来越能够活出你的荣美来。
We will manifest your glory.
为的教会复兴，我们向你祷告。
Revive us and so that we'll pray to you.
先在我们的生命里面来复兴我们。
Revive our lives first.
让我们真是脱离自我中心的情形。
So we'll be delivered from being selfish.
让我们脱离专顾自己的生活模式。
We'll be delivered from a lifestyle of self-love.
也救我们脱离这个世代让人自顾不暇的情形。
And deliver us from this condition of the generation.
让我们知道什么是上好的。
So that we will know what is the best.
我们就算赚得了全世界，我们也不甘心因着他叫我们失去了宝贵的生命。
We're not willing to fulfill our soul even to gain the whole world.
哦，主啊，将那智慧的价值观赐给我们。
Give us wisdom to know the value.
让我们真知道来追求那上好的。
So that we know how to pursue the best.
为着我们在座的每一个人，我们也向你求祝福。
We ask the blessing for every one of us here.
不管我们目前的遭遇和难处是什么。
Whatever condition we are in today.
让我们不让这些机会白白过去。
That we will not easily let go of these opportunities.
让我们从你的眼光，从你的爱里面来看这些环境。
That we can see these things in the sight of you.
好，让我们真是来得着那丰盛的生命。
So that we can obtain abundant life.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
也知道生命的路，多是说是在哪里。